All right, welcome to the City of Cocoa Finance and Governance Committee meeting. I'm Kate Fuller, the chair, and with me are committee members, Councilman Kathy Fogarty and Councilmember Sean Quinn. It's Monday, June 26th, and we're going to begin with our business agenda, which is 1A, lease agreement between Dell for 2023 laptop refreshes and our technology officer. This is the fourth of the 7:10 special meeting.
Bill Bush, Chief Technology Officer, so it's laptop refresh time. We went 3 years and we'd like to keep these laptops, the small laptops, for 3 years. We're looking at extending the rugged tablets for PCs, 4 years, but it was a bit much trying to do the TV tablets on all the rest of the city at the same time. So I'm trying to protect my team a little bit and kind of keep separate contracts moving forward. So in terms of pricing, for the per unit cost last year, it was, or 3 years ago, it was $7,724 for a 3000 series laptop. For the new ones, we're upgrading to still mid-tier, but higher mid-tier. 5,000 series, we got the price down to $694 for the per unit prices. And this go around, we're ensuring that they have fingerprint readers to make them available easier. We're also doing the standard's going to be 16 gigabytes of RAM. Last go around was 8. We upgraded quite a few devices because it was. So this is $45,000 annually, $125,000 over the 3 year period, and still a dollar buyout. One of the things we need to discuss is since we have a dollar buyout for a laptop, what should we do with them? We can sell it to a reseller, or is it something we need to explore? Should we do 100 or so? Or the, let's say we have 150 laptops. So I'm being asked for what to be holding the printed number on 7.23.
$45 annually, that's what it comes out to with the $6,700. So $125 over 3 years, not including tax. All that straightforward. I'm a little intrigued by the dollar buyout. And would like, what would a typical recommendation be? I'd like, what's your suite of recommendations for what you could do? You said a reseller.
There's reseller, it's one, but you might not be able to. Reseller's one. But if I haven't looked up what the fair market value of these laptops are.
Oh.
For you, $250.
Okay.
It said the purchase price was 3 years for a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
That's another option. Get them to move to high school or to college.
Can we do that?
We can look into it. I'm not an expert, but there's something else.
The reason we want the dollar buyout is a certain time frame. It gets really stressful when you have a small team. And then you end up sitting on the laptops trying to deploy them, but you're paying a monthly rate on. You're paying for them. Trying to deploy, so you have them in the stack and you're paying for them. So, and Jamal.
So the dollar. The donate to nonprofits like you think of different public funds, but you could like sell it for super ridiculously low price for nonprofit or to a school district and then make it distributed if they wanted to or something like that.
Albert, I have to research more.
Yeah.
I think there's a process for that we can go through. Surplus is an excessive government needs, and then we can make that available to nonprofits. No different than County van share program as an example. It would take all the Metro vans and they make those available, surplus them, but they make them available. Part of the granting program, the cost granting.
Okay, so there's
the models out there.
Sounds great. I don't want to interrupt that conversation, but we just got seen by the two people that are virtual, and this is the audio is very difficult to hear.
We moved Alan closer to us.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. Gotta make sure people can sound like we're
here. And for the record, this is an old Dell that will be replaced.
Right here. Mine is different.
Mine is
actually a purchased one, not loose. So I'll have it so it dies.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I couldn't, it's difficult to sit in the back seat of a car without a tendency to have to go with my laptop, here's my keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
And, I do my best.
So what's their feedback?
Here.
If you're one of the people online, can you open your mic and let us know if you hear better?
It seems the same to me.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
It sort of just sounds like people are underwater.
Yeah, it's very muffled. There's something definitely different than other meetings, that's all.
Is it enough we should try to restart the OWL, or because what we're looking at is he's moved it to a high register on the laptop, so.
Or try if we move audio to the device rather than the OWL.
I can hear the, Pete and Councilmember Kohler, I heard you both very clearly, so maybe just proceed and everyone try to speak loudly and clearly.
That's a Joel problem.
No more church voice. Jim voice.
Thank you. Thank you for that interruption.
Sure. Councilmember Fogarty, do you have more questions?
Nope, that's it.
Hey, Councilmember Quinn.
Yeah, honestly, what I appreciate is about the memo in your opening, you touched on the things that I was interested on. I guess I can do math to figure out what the difference was, but really not challenging on it because there is a requirement to have more gigabytes.
Right.
And then also just we are planning for the pandemic and different applications. And then Kathy just like asked all the questions. So as we think about recommendations, I'm familiar with the surplus process, but there might be a targeted surplus based on the information we've gained on the lack of access. So it actually gives some structure and guidelines around the recommendations we've talked. And maybe it's like the pass through grant where there's a grant for distribution to students, but like but the goal is, what nonprofit can do that distribution
mm-hmm.
versus a general nonprofit, where we know there's needs in our community. So, I'm open to it, but I think the color of money and gift of public funds, all those things. So I just would love on the policy side is have a real thoughtful approach that we can say yay or nay in recommendations. Because if we leave it wide open, we can always come up with a reason who needs a laptop. But we have heard in this committee and other places that our community needs and young folks need access. So maybe it's just a grant built around a nonprofit to distribute. Other than that, I'm kind of open for those recommendations, so we can go back and forth on kind of the policy implications of it. But everything else, like the 5,000 series, the fingerprint, all that makes a lot of sense. And then the 3 years for that total makes sense, because my open question was, feels like it's time. Now we're doing it all over again, and what's different this time? And you started with that. So I feel good about where we are. And so I'm comfortable moving it forward to the consent, the special meeting consent agenda.
Okay. I am totally in support of this. I understand where you're coming from and what you're trying to achieve. So on the replace side, all good. On the distribute, what do we do with them when they were 5 years?
So this is our second 3-year lease. This is the first time we did a dollar buyout. So typically you have to return them back to Dell.
Right.
And then it's a man dash.
On the first one.
Yeah.
That you did, that you bought them out. When did you do it the last
one? No, this is the first time we did the dollar buyout.
Okay.
Any other time you have to return them. And you have to count all the power supplies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good strategy. What I'm, my concern is that we do have to do a little homework on this, on what we do with them. Mm-hmm. You know, first of all, just check internally. You know, do people here, you know, feel like what they have, they can use a 3-year-old instead of a 5-year-old,
yeah.
Right? The second thing is benchmark quickly. There's large entities like Seattle and King County that have surplus processes. There's also policy that they have where under certain sets of rules that are already made, that they distribute them to nonprofits. So to me, it seems silly to start from scratch, to go benchmark against somebody that you think is enviable and say, how do they do it? You know, it might turn out that it's just a little laptop pair for nonprofits down to the TCC, and they can turn them on, decide whatever. You're looking at somebody who used to live and die by going surplus.
Yeah, okay.
So I know what the other end of it is, where there's this massive volumes coming through all the time and you're trying to catch a good deal. Here, a conversation with the schools and the attorney here,
mm-hmm.
would be the first stop. The attorney here first stop, and then I would say schools. After you've talked to internal people who think they've got a dog, because they might actually think theirs is bad and would gamble on a 3-year one over what they thought.
So one of the challenges, since we have such a small team, I don't believe that's common. That's one of the challenges. So there's an update, at least we know everyone has the same problem. We know what the fix is. When you start adding complexity with different devices.
You don't want to keep building. Yeah.
Yeah, we want to commonly.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
The world I'm in?
Yes.
Certain titles get the fast ones. And certain titles, including myself, don't get the fast ones. So we'd be happy to grab on something that was more recent if there was a thing. So I get your situation.
Yeah.
Doesn't apply. But yeah, stop at the attorney's office. Maybe it's time to just kind of grab, maybe you can find a smaller city, period, whatever, and say, what do they do with their surpluses if they do them? Because it might be just the reseller at the end of it. But well, it sure be nice to be able to talk to human services and say, could the food bank use one? Because I know personally, I spent 8 years on their board where they were really scraping to get a good computer. I just couldn't get one donated.
Yeah, and the way I look at it, too, when it's a lot of people who need something, you don't want your device slowing down when your job is hard enough as it is.
Oh.
You want something that works.
So. I know your signal is 3 years old is too old and it's going to slow down, but
yeah.
You'd be surprised what other people are operating on.
Yeah.
So I think what you're proposing here, I'm total support, so that doesn't stop the bus. I just think in very little time, you might be able to assess who could benefit from it. I've heard a couple of ideas in here, including from you. I mean, there's graduates that could either go into college, just a segue.
Okay.
So they've been using the laptops from the school system, and well, now that they had college, so you never know.
Yeah, even like the community centers, we give them the emergency operations center. They could probably benefit from this. There's some uses definitely internally.
And they could always, I mean, you're going to hand it to them now with the software. So they will get the updated software when they jump into the game. So that part would be good, just how memory and how fast. But anyway, I think this is a great idea, a good move. And then from that point on, so it's 3 years. Are we going to be on a 3-year cycle, or are we going to go back?
I'm going to stick with a 3-year cycle.
Okay.
I think that's about, that's your run.
That's about all. Yeah. Well, I'm in the biz, and I support what you're doing. So looks like it's unanimous when I look around. Okay. So we move it on. Page 5, and we're going to do the Contract for Comprehensive Financial Sustainability Plan and Utility Rate Studies. We want to forward this to the COW on 7/10 and possibly the regular meeting on the 17th. Vicki Carlson, our finance director.
Yeah, so Vicki Carlson, finance director, thank you. So as you recall, we do have a budget of $200,000 in the finance department this year to do a comprehensive financial sustainability plan. The idea is to have the plan completed by April of next year so that it can be used as a tool for the budget process. In discussions in staff about how best to handle this, we decided to add in the utility rate study as part of the RFP. So you had an opportunity, the committee had an opportunity to look at the RFP a few weeks ago. We did publish it. It closed June 2nd. We only received one response. We did talk internally about, do we want to go out again to see if we can get additional respondents? But given the amount of time left before April 1st, we decided to go ahead and interview Burke and FCS to see if they could meet our needs. So we interviewed them this last Thursday, and we're very confident they can meet our needs for both the financial sustainability plan, working with an advisory group, as well as the utility rate study done by FCS group. One of the questions we did pose to them is this timeline comfortable in order to complete this by April 1st? And they said now yes, but they wouldn't want any less time to do this, and so that's why we're trying to move this forward at this point. Their proposal, which we did include as an attachment because we just did the interview, so we are now starting on the contract piece, it's $109,205 for the financial sustainability plan, and the utility rate model is $93,965, and then $265 of miscellaneous project costs. The utility funds would pick up, there will be a budget amendment at the end of the year to do the utility rate study. At the end of that, Public Works will end up with a fully functional model that they can use going forward to do rate modeling into the future. So we believe this is a good proposal. So we'd like to continue to move this process forward. We've reached out to Burke. We'd like to start the contract and have the contract in front of council July 10th so it can be approved on July 17th so we can actually start this process.
Questions, comments, Councilmember Quinn?
Yeah, just a couple things that jumped out. You know, kind of went through this and not so much looking for what's missing, but just how do you adapt based on information? One of the things I really liked here was who should be involved and who's on point. And the two things kind of going through this and their proposal, three things. The first thing is on this council briefing and presentation, which I really appreciate having the council involved. But I'm wondering, is there a consideration of doing a little bit differently than just going kind of COW, but actually going committees and then kind of sharing what everyone came up with? Because it's a smaller setting. You can tie it to what's coming. It's like we've kind of worked elements of the budget so we have same information and then inputs, right? And then one thing on the proposal, I think there were some fundamental things, but we at times could really just be stuck in our esoteric language around our processes. And I say that knowing I use esoteric language often, but just that kind of effort on the simplification of the process so that everyone walks away and understands what's up for consideration. And then the last thing is just legislative recommendations, if there is one, because we're not the only ones kind of going through this, but we kind of need to understand what's there and not. Historically, the way we've done it is like, oh, do a levy lid list, you know, we can do a you know, any other little small pieces, but what ends up is we've incorporated unfunded mandates from the state legislature, but we have very particular needs as a city. And so how do we drill down, and especially for this contract, how do they drill down and identify things that best practices across jurisdictions? So that's just what came up for me. I'm just thinking about the practical side on how we can do it and really glean information. Because I think otherwise we're going to ask for a perfect proposal that just checks everybody's box from my perspective versus here are a few things that I see. Here's an opportunity for us to drive it and drive it a little differently.
And we're hungry.
I don't have any questions. How about
For me, I was excited to see that Auburn has in the background, but what I'm trying to figure out is that the work, was that done by FCS as well?
I believe I did look at that, and Auburn did the financial sustainability plan. Mm-hmm. I don't believe they did a rate study at the same time.
Right, okay. Okay. So that's a pretty good credential if you're carrying that. I feel the same way about the touches with the council. I think it ought to be more granular level to the committees.
Yeah.
Just the run-up. I'm worried about a whole lot of kumbaya meetings as opposed to pencil sharpening meetings. So if this is burst heavy and they're the prime contractor, but the actual, you know, split equity is coming through SBS, I'd like to, you know, either look hard at that before you finalize the contract, you know, how much is necessary here.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? I totally believe in kickoff meetings and regular project management approaches. But if it turns into just a whole lot of, is this how we doing from birth? I'm not sure how useful that is to us.
To that, it's like a bunch of information that's equally weighted and can nobody interpret. Yeah. So I totally feel you.
We agree.
On that, where it's like, and then we're left with hard decisions on reprioritizing.
Yeah.
I love the feel good thing too, but if not everyone, if the inputs are all valued the same, I don't want to go getting something different than we've already had.
Yeah. A lot of main course. Not a lot of appetizer, if I can say it that way. And I think Bert does a good job on a lot of levels, but we've all been through engagements with him in the past, and they're inspiring, et cetera, but at some point, we're just going to cut to the chase. Okay. What do you know that we don't know? And lean on their people. Other than that, I had a question in my mind on how long of a look forward for a strategy would this provide?
Well, we're looking for a short term as well as long term. So hopefully, the further out you go, the bigger the plus and minus range becomes. But at least it'll give us the tool to start having some conversations.
Mm-hmm. Is this possibly the vendor here?
No, we did not invite the vendor.
Okay.
I did plan to invite the vendor when it comes to the full council.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So. I think we're all in support of this with head nods, but the caveats are, you know, if you could look at this, I mean, was this what you thought you'd be spending? Because usually we're so, you know,
To be honest,
tampered.
I wasn't
see the projected amount that you thought it would be. And then
to be honest, I wasn't sure.
Okay.
So I kind of ballparked it based on what other entities have done, but everyone does a little study a little differently. So
that sparked a thought. Around just the few respondents that we have, is there any kind of narrative that we can also frame around that? Like if everyone like needs everything now, so it's hard to get consultants in these spaces, or particularly for this, because there's so few tools out there that exist. I mean, I just kind of think that. Something needs to be said about just like anything, if we do kind of a request for qualifications or proposals and then we end up with one, it'd be good to kind of, and I don't know where we would go for that information, but just, you know, a sense of, well, this is the kind of work that folks are trying to figure out now because of post-pandemic, everyone's coming out of it and they they're doing reorganizations. I look back. So I'm just saying that. I don't want to. Yeah. I just wanted to throw that as a.
Yeah, we did talk internally about, you know, did we want to go out and see if we could get additional people to respond. I did receive one email from one vendor that asked if this was a budgeted item and if council had already approved it. I said yes, and they said, thank you. Sounds like a great project, and didn't submit a bid. So
it's hard to understand the psychology. I'm with Councilmember Quinn. There's probably a lot of people doing it right now. So are we big enough? Are we, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. So I'm confident they'll do a good job. It's just if you feel like it's more fat and not enough trim, you know, where's the beef?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm comfortable with their proposal. They seem very willing to work with us this project, so it's going to be a very interactive, very iterative process, not a cookie cutter approach.
So you're thinking from the immediate budget coming up, and then you're taking utilities out for 10 years or a whole.
So the rate model, once it's developed, it'll be very similar to our indirect cost allocation model. So it can be updated as time goes on. It can be used to model different scenarios. So that'll be a tool that can be used for the foreseeable future.
Just thinking ahead of the next council, and I think it would be informing for them to have you a little to bear with some good answers or at least some guidance on where we ought to go. Okay.
That priority budgeting process that we've gone through in the intersection with the findings and how it's informed by, right? Just thinking about not waiting because then that goes into a whole other thing, but just being able to explain, being able to translate that into this or have or understand that we have that process and here's what we're learning and here's where we are. And build that into the 10 year and the short term and the long term. Okay.
Yeah. Anything else from anybody else? Are we of consensus to move this forward?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. I don't really have anything else, but anybody have anything for the good of the order?
Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to adjourn this meeting.